Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download that app anywhere you get your apps for your whatever type of phone you have, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Look for the Odyssey app. It's the big orange A. Download it. Look for WILK News Radio. Favorite it. And that's it. You're done. You got us. It's 4:11, 72 degrees on this Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. And like all Tuesdays, we have Tuesdays with our friend Tommy Marquez, Navy veteran, a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he helps us navigate the veterans system for the benefits that you earned as a veteran. Tommy, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me on. I got to ask, how was graduation last week?
It was good. Great day. Posted a picture earlier today of my daughter with Vice President J.D. Vance. First salute with Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Tim Parlatore was there. Andrea was there. It was a great great event.
Well, congratulations. It is a tremendous amount of work that she had to go through to get that. You know, you have your son, I know, who also went to the Naval Academy. And you got to be super proud of all your children because they've all done really well. All three of them look like a really wonderful family. And I want to tell you, Rob, that doesn't happen by accident. I 100% believe that they are that, you know, high achievers because of your wife. I'm sure of it.
100%. 100%.
All jokes aside, Rob, I know you've been a major influence on them, as you have for all of us. And congratulations. Those things don't happen by accident, and it takes a village. And I'm sure that, you know, I always see them, and it looks like they really love you. That's awesome, man. I'm proud for your whole family.
What was great leading up to this week, and we saw some pictures with your niece at West Point, is Eddie, Sean, Eddie's brother, were able to get Eddie's dad back, who was a West Point graduate, was able to get up there. He's been, you know, fighting a couple of illnesses. But they were able to get him there and take him around West Point as a family. And your niece is attending West Point now and was able to meet them and show them around as well. So it's been a great 2 weeks, Eddie was telling me, for him in the service academies.
Yeah, I'm sure Eddie must be cringing being at both Naval Academy and West Point.
I asked him if he was breaking into hives because all the officers around him. So.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. But my niece was really honored to get to meet Navy Chief, Chief Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher and their whole family, and Mr. Gallagher Sr., Lieutenant Colonel retired, you know, Army Ranger. It's always an honor to meet, you know, these individuals who went to those academies, because I trash officers left and right. But I know the reality is, it is such hard work to get into any of those schools. It doesn't happen by accident. And when you're there, you're going to work really, really hard, as my niece is learning now, wrapping up her sophomore year. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of dedication and sacrifice. So it's nice, you know, that we have somebody there, and we just need some Air Force Academy grads to be in our other kids from our group. That'd be great.
Well, we still got some time and some young ones.
That's it. I wanted to talk to you about Memorial Day, too, since it was Memorial Day, and we missed things. You know, the last couple of years, Rob, I kind of got a lot of crap from people online when I was talking about Memorial Day. I would always do a message on Memorial Day, you know, acknowledging my friends who I lost and all service members who died in the line of service, because that's what Memorial Day is. And I would also, prior to Memorial Day, I would do a video on discounts. Of course, you alert everyone of the discounts prior to Memorial Day. That way they could do planning, because there's huge amount of discounts on those days. And I'm not just talking about goods. There's dinners, there's lunches at a crazy rate, you know, Perry's, Papa Bros, Outback Steakhouse, pretty much you name it. They give a discount for veterans that day, and they do some phenomenal deals that some people might otherwise miss if they didn't know in advance. So I always do it first so that people could plan. And then I would do the Memorial Day message on Memorial Day, which is just custom. And I would get a lot of messages from people. You know, a majority of them were thankful, and they appreciated the information. But I think I talked to you about this before, Rob, where individuals would say, hey, this isn't what Memorial Day is about. You know, really nasty tone. How dare you, you know, kind of trash the honor of the fallen by talking about discounts and barbecuing and, you know, going to a bar and getting a discount on a TV and things like that. Well, I wasn't doing that. I want to make sure everybody understands that. I can't release the Memorial Day message, guys, until Memorial Day. Sorry. But I was just letting everybody know about the discounts in advance. And I started to take on that same mindset of like, hey, like everyone else, and Memorial Day is a very somber day for me in actuality. I don't do much. When I worked in Congress, one of the things we did in San Diego, Rob, was the congressman and I, who was also a combat veteran, we ran around to different cemeteries in San Diego, and essentially we'd go to 6 funerals. They would have memorial services, and, you know, people would come up to us that they had lost their son, their daughter in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, their brother was missing, things like that. And it was a very sad day, and it was about 8-9 hours of ceremonies. They weren't a lot of fun, and it was okay. We were proud to be there, and we were, you know, that's part of what we do when you work in Congress on those holidays. We got that. But I took it in personally with everyone was saying. But then I heard a message yesterday, and I just wanted to share it with everyone, because I decided to do nothing yesterday only because I didn't want to celebrate the day, and I didn't want to, you know, trash the honor of those who have fallen. And another Navy SEAL by the name of Jason Redmond, who's a wonderful author, combat veteran, Purple Heart recipient, he created a post about not being upset with other individuals who decide to have that day to however they want to make it whatever they want to be. So the best way to honor the fallen is to do what you've earned. And everyone who served has earned to manage through that day any way they want. And he thought that if you believe that you should go out and barbecue or go to a discount meal or go shopping or just spend the day with your family, that's just as honorable as going to a cemetery and honoring the fallen. Because when he dies, he doesn't want everyone sitting around and crying for him. And so I thought about that, and I got to tell you, Rob, it really struck me. So I texted several of my friends, and we were all saying the same thing, that we didn't go out that day. And I texted my buddy Duncan Hunter, the former congressman, and I said, did you go out today? He says, no, you know, I hate today just like you, because we always had to do that, and it's hard. We don't want to go out and have to, you know, kind of face the fire of everyone if we're having a good time. And I talked to him about it, and we kind of came up with a consensus. And so I'm going to actually start spreading this message, and I'm starting here on your show, Rob. If you served and you lost someone, you get to honor them any which way you want. And when I die, whenever that may be, whether it's tomorrow or 20 to 40 years from now, I hope that everybody has a barbecue and that you guys make tacos and smoke a cigar. And if you want to do something for me, do that, because I don't want you sitting around crying for me. And from this day forward on Memorial Day, so I'm not going to sit around and cry for the fallen anymore. I'm going to honor them in the best way I know how, and that's making some really good carne asada and enjoying it with my family. And I'll definitely say a prayer for them, but I think I'm done. And it's okay if other people are done too with sitting and crying and feeling bad about the days and those who have lost. I want to honor them by doing something good with my time. So that's what I plan to do from here on forward on Memorial Day, Rob.
No doubt, Tommy. I spoke to a lot of individuals this week, and I actually had Tom Feeks, who was Patrick Feeks, Navy SEAL from SEAL Team 3 in 2012. Well, his dad was at my daughter's commissioning party, and I was able to sit down with him for about 45 minutes, just him and I. And we had a long conversation. Mm-hmm. I started the show off talking about that today, you know, how much that conversation meant to me this week with everything else going on, the pomp and circumstance. And he was telling me everything that was going on there. And one of the things that resonated between everyone I was talking to today, be it Eddie, be it, you know, Tim, be it anyone who was around, was, you know, those guys and those girls looking down, they wouldn't want their brothers and their sisters, you know, moping around, sitting around. That just wasn't how they lived. just wasn't, you know, the team members they were, the men to the and women to the left and the right of who they were. And they said they'd be the first to kick us in the ass if they saw us just moping around on this day and not living our lives to the best of our ability because of their sacrifice, because they knew what their sacrifice was. They knew it. They accepted it the second they put that uniform on, the second, you know, that day began whenever that the tragic incident happened. And, you know, so I agree there. You've more, if you have worn our nation's uniform, you've more than earned the right to deal with Memorial Day any way that comforts you to this day, comforts your family to this day. And that's spending time with them. If that's celebrating life and as an American, then that's what it is.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I have a new perspective on it, thanks to Mr. Redmond. I just wanted to share it here because for so many years, Rob, it's been a day that I don't look forward to. And I see other people, you know, chastising others for enjoying themselves on this day. But I think I'm going to just take it in stride now and you know, pay my respects in my own way.
Sounds good, my friend. Tommy, I appreciate you joining us on this day. And lots to look forward to moving forward.
Absolutely. And again, congratulations on your daughter. I look forward to seeing her career as a Marine Corps officer, Rob.
I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.